Right, and the fact that...
Okay, this is the discussion of the introductory lesson, learning how to teach it and review it, and just for the instructors, with Dan and John.
All right, John, go ahead.
All right, well, I suppose we begin by teaching it. Just give a little introductory, and maybe you could read out the lesson verse first, but pray first, obviously, I guess that's a given. And then just introduce it. I'm on page 4 here in the teacher's handbook, the priority of personal integrity. And just introduce it, and you've got your points there, and Brother Dan was telling me, he said, you know, you don't have to read it word for word, you can kind of just get an idea of what it is. So, like, for the first A and B, I'd probably say, oh, for the next few months now, we're going to go over 16 characteristics of godly, the characteristics of a godly Christian.
Yeah.
And just kind of maybe be salty here in this, and let them know the importance of it. And in lesson B, or section B here, it says to me, or whatever, that these characteristics are lacking in modern Christianity, and even lacking in modern Christian churches. So
right.
we ought to see the need, and then it'll give it more weight to the next part of the study or whatever.
And this is the first lesson, so the groundwork has to be laid for the other lessons.
Understood,
also.
Yeah.
So we're going to be telling them the price of the booklet mm-hmm. is €2.
Right.
It's just covering the paper and the printing and the ink, and you know, so it won't be a big burden on the church. So we're going to charge €2 for each of these books, right? And then we have to encourage them to put their name on it. It's their
right.
book. They're
yep.
going to be using it. It's going to be a resource for them. So we need to make that clear to them in the first lesson. And we, you know, you're going to make clear at your table, and I'm going to tell the people at my table, and Kevin and mm-hmm. Keith are going to tell the people at their table, that the questions that are prompted from the lesson are the questions that we want to answer
right.
together. We don't want to be talking about other things, because it's just leading us down rabbit trails, and we don't have the time.
Man, yeah,
so if a question comes up about, you're studying holiness, and the question comes up about holiness, well, then ask that question. We want to tell them, ask that question, because God may be prompting that question in you. You know,
right.
It's something that you need to know. And somebody else may not raise their hand and ask the question, but they've been thinking about
right.
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that's what's good about group discipleship like this.
All right. And I don't have it in my copy now, but in the copy that that you'll be getting, each part that isn't in the student's workbook is going to be highlighted. It's going to be maybe in blue or something. We haven't decided yet. But you'll know by just by looking at your page what words and what content isn't in the student book, so that you can know what you have to teach beyond a certain point. And also the fill-ins will be in bold, underlined, so that you know that they don't have this particular bit of information when it comes up.
Right, so it helps us. That's what we need to be studying at home, mm-hmm. learning those principles, so that we can offer that to them over and above what they're looking at in their own book, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a lot about what we went over, isn't it?
So we
slowed down. I think it's because...
So you started it with the priority of personal integrity is the one we're doing. It's the very first one.
Right, yeah. And then I was asking different people to read. I was asking you to read or whatever the different parts. Let's say you started with Roman numeral 2 and you read A, and then maybe you gave a guess on the fill-in, but I was able to give you the fill-in then, and
mm-hmm.
we could discuss it a small bit. And
we remind ourselves that these fill-ins that are without a reference,
mm-hmm.
Bible reference, we need
yeah.
to just go ahead and read that through and give them the fill-in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because they're not going to be able to know. And yeah, they might take a stab at it, but we want to give them the right one.
Yes. Yeah.
And so there's no Bible reference there. So we're just going to go ahead and read, like, the meaning of integrity in Christian character.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity is a very unusual word. It means a moral framework of limits of what you will allow yourself to do. Now, the word limits is the one that you know, they're going to be writing in there.
Okay.
And so you as the teacher are going to comment a little bit about that, and you'll also know what's in their book by the extra stuff that's in your book to
right, yeah, yeah.
to help you to teach the lesson. Right?
Yeah, there'll be kind of an extension there.
So now we've moved through one, and then the meaning of integrity in Christian character. You're going to go through those quotes and fill-ins and stuff, and it's all like a background and a help as we get into the main lesson.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to see the two examples of integrity. And
The one thing I noticed is that I haven't put the study in before. I had a look at this lesson, and I've seen the need now that I just look at it for preparing and familiarizing myself. Even if I didn't do like hours upon hours of study, I need. That's okay. All right. I was just saying that I need to familiarize myself, obviously, with this lesson. I need to go through it myself and just follow the thought line and be aware of what's coming up next. And even when I'm going through it, then I might even have personal questions and I might be able to, anticipate questions that might come up or issues or places where maybe it explained something, but my mind automatically went, well, what about this then, and all that kind of stuff. So,
I noticed. In my student book, I have two examples of integrity, and I have blank in Potiphar's house, Genesis 39, 1 through 12.
Sure.
And that's all I have as a student in my book is A. I go right on to B. So you have a lot of things.
8 points.
Yeah, like 8 points. That you're going to study, you're going to know, and you're going to give out to, you're going to teach to us.
Right.
But the people are going to need to know also that they should be told first thing in this first lesson that they need to have a notebook.
Okay.
They should bring another notebook because they're not going to fit it all in these little space gaps here in the paper. There may be some blank pages they can go to, but then they're flipping back and forth. They may want to just get a notebook. Okay. So all the study is done at home, and the teaching is what takes place in the groups.
Right. And another thing that we discussed was the idea of maybe if we finished early that you were saying maybe to have a little preparation of extra things, maybe if you find you've gone through it quickly. Now, this is a big lesson, but some of them are smaller.
Smaller, and
right.
Some of them are really big, and you may be moving along pretty quick. So
right.
Then you may be saying to yourself, you know what, I feel like we're moving a little slow. I'm gonna not do that little paragraph there. I feel like I can skip over that and keep moving to the meat down here or something. So it's all about going through the lesson on your own.
Sure.
And studying on your own and almost looking at the clock and saying, you know, it took about 45 minutes to do that. I have a few scriptures that came to my heart. I'm going to put them in the back because I may need them to prompt questions because everybody's not done yet. You know, I have another 10 minutes. So instead of all standing here looking at each other, we'll keep moving forward with the lesson.
It's different than discipleship because you can just stop when the time is up or whatever, but it's like a mixture between discipleship and preaching at the same time because if you're preaching, you're watching the clock and you don't want to run an hour and a half.
Exactly. And there's four other tables
that
are going on.
Yeah.
And we kind of want to all end within a few minutes of each other. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll have actually a time to stop. Maybe quarter after 10 after 9 will be. We'll ask Pastor and find out exactly what time we really should stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're stopped a few minutes ahead, obviously you're just out of your material.
You
can either lengthen it a few minutes or you say, you know what, it's 5 after and I have a whole point to go. Let's move. And kind of give them the fill-ins and then... But I'll tell you, if we find in our study in the week before, I say to you, you know what, John, I did this and I got through one half of this lesson in 45 minutes, and I couldn't find anything to take out. He says, you know, I found out the same thing. And Kevin says, you know, I can't. This lesson is 2 weeks.
Right, yeah.
Well, then we should make the decision. Let's make this lesson 2 weeks.
Right, yeah.
Maybe compassion needs 2 weeks. Maybe we don't understand it the way we should.
Wow.
If we're taking that long, then we're certainly going to be, you know what I mean?
Sure.
There's no reason for all of us to rush through it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor said we could. You're only halfway through. Why don't you just take another week?
Mm-hmm.
So we should be talking to each other so that we know maybe how things are going on our own. So.
All right. Well, I don't know if I have any more issues. Just the other thing you were telling me then is just to make sure that you have a strong leadership. You set the pace and you set the tone of the lesson and try and keep things on the ball and on the subject and just let people know, you know, that you're guiding it through.
Exactly. you know, when you're sitting at the table, the people just need to know that you're the teacher, you're in charge, and you do that, like I said, in humility, but firmness. You have to be, somebody's got to take the lead. And since we're the leaders, we're going to have to lead.
Yeah, so. Here's a question. You know, like in discipleship, sometimes someone can take up a lot of time, but they're very, they have a lot of questions, but then a lot of other people don't have any questions, and this person is asking questions every 2 seconds.
I mean, yeah.
What would I do in that kind of situation?
I could splice you.
It's okay, again, for someone, they're just... You know, they're prompting all the questions and others aren't. They remember, they could be asking a question that somebody just feels shy about and doesn't ask. But they're getting the same information. They're getting the information that they need. They just are not going to be the one to raise their hand all the time. But there's others that are going to be asking a lot of questions. You have to say, you know, hey, look, we got to move on to the next point.
Yeah.
Write them down. I would love to look them up for you or even talk to you
about
them. It may only take a few minutes after class. But you got to keep it going. And that's where you think, somebody's not going to think nice of me. No, you got to think of the whole table there and that God wants us to get through this lesson. And just, you do it with the right attitude and the right heart, it'll come across fine.
Amen.
But somebody can't dominate the table constantly asking question after question. You got to keep moving.
Sure.
So if you make that known in the beginning, most people will honor that. And somebody might test you. You know, and see if they can I read another? We don't have time.
Right.
Great. I may even honor them by saying, you know what, I'm going to write that scripture down. That is a good scripture. I don't want to look that up. Maybe we can talk about that.
Sure.
But, you know, keep it moving.
All right.
You're in charge.
All right. I'm just asking questions about running it. And then when we get to the end, and we might finish in a word of prayer, I guess. Or
yeah. And like we see here in integrity, it says ingredients of Christian integrity.
Right.
I mean, these are all the character traits that we're going to learn.
Right.
Obviously, we're going to learn them. So, but it wouldn't be wrong to take a minute or two and not just name them off, but, you know, maybe somebody may have a question or say, wow, I really honor and respect. How's that? And say, wow, honor and respect, you should already know.
Yeah.
There's such a lack of honor and respect in our society today towards people that are in charge, their authorities, and in the home. That's where it's all falling apart. You know, maybe just have some background about each one that you can shoot right out there, because somebody's going to say, perseverance. Say, yeah, perseverance. Staying at it. Finishing the job.
Amen.
Being a finisher. It's just something to add, so don't... I wouldn't just make this, read them off, boom, 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 boom.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, look through these and say, you know, some of these, do any of these pique your attention at all?
Right.
You know, and then somebody might say, yeah, long-suffering. I thought that's just a godly trait. We can't all have long. Oh, yes, we can. Yes. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be in our lives. So, you know what? If you study this enough and you get something out of it, I guarantee you, you'll be able to shovel it out to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to work in your own heart. We should come there fully prepared, and we'll be able to give them something. You know when someone's giving you something that they've learned,
right,
and it's in their life now.
Yeah.
You know, when you preach or when you teach, the stuff should have already done its work in your heart, and that's where it'll make the difference in their heart. And I guess even when you get to the...
No, I'm talking about the text.
You know, these are the scriptures just for integrity. You go through these scriptures, you're going to be in areas also where, I'm looking at this now, John, the lack of integrity, where there's no integrity in marriage, you know? And here's something where I may have more practical things because, you know, I'm married. You're going to have to just get into your Bible. It doesn't mean that you can't comment on it. Obviously, you have a Bible just like I do.
Yeah.
But there may be some added illustration I can give.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at these things, too, and see how you can make them personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, what I'm looking forward to when I get married, you know, here's what I want to provide for my wife, integrity. I want to walk within my house with a perfect heart. I'm going to have children that are looking after me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I work now as a missionary, but you have maybe work or a secular job. Someone may have a secular job.
Right,
they can
yeah.
answer that in a whole different way. I mean, I can resort back to when I did work in a secular job, but now you can appeal to those people who are going to work every day.
Right, yeah.
You know, dealing with the boss, dealing with the time clock, dealing with all that. Make that part of it, you know. Give them something that they can say, that's what I deal with every day.
Right, yeah.
So. And then you go through that the development of integrity. You know, you should even the headings. We should even be aware of the headings that we're teaching.
Right,
you
know? Right.
How do you develop integrity?
Right.
And so that as you're teaching
you
it,
can change the font size.
The whole point of what you're teaching, you realize sometimes you can wind up getting on a rabbit trail and go, wait a minute, I'm trying to teach how to develop it. I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
So
I think you can.
We need to keep that in mind as we're studying.
Sure.
And you know what I just thought of, Pastor mentioned, we have to make sure that we encourage people to, you know, you're all here at this table this week, but we're finishing this lesson, and hey, find somebody else. You know, let's play musical chairs next week and find another table to sit at. And because as these lessons were done primarily by four of us, I had four, and John over there had four. So you're getting it from a different view. You need to get it there with another teacher and see what the... So don't be stagnant and stay here. Musical chairs, you go to that table. And if we're doing that, then you're telling them, hey, why don't you make sure we move around here. Don't stay at the same table. And you don't have to... I don't think we have to beat them up over that, but we do need to encourage them. Let's get under somebody's teaching.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
At least once or twice during 16 lessons. That would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you can see.
You know, we should be moving around. Right. Even more than that, you should be right.
Four lessons from each.
Yeah. Exactly. yeah.
Amen. Do we need to give time at the end for this on page 9, the ratio integrity level?
Oh, yeah, for the first one, we sure do.
Will
you
they
need to remember that.
Will they give it their attention if we leave it to them at home, or will we leave it till the start of the next lesson or whatever, you know, before holiness, will we say? Just before we start holiness.
Hit that pause a minute.
All right.
So the first lesson, we need to leave time at the end. Just for this first lesson, about 10 minutes. And what are we going to do, John? Why are we leaving 10 minutes at the end of the first lesson?
We just want to go through each character trait, and we want to personally ask each of them, well, not personally, but ask the group specifically, you know, how am I doing it with holiness or whatever. We mightn't have time to look up every single scripture, but we want to give them time to think about it and read the definition and then give their their idea of where they think they're at with that particular character trait.
Exactly.
And move along.
Exactly, because at the end of lesson one, integrity, if we leave 10 minutes, there's actually a chart after the last page in the in both books.
Right, yes.
And so the student will have in their book this chart, and all we want them to do is tick the box to make a general look at their life right now, and about holiness. And instead of going through the scripture, we won't have time for that. What we're going to do is read the definitions off,
right?
And let them take some time to tick off. Hey, is it a real problem for me, holiness, or is it no problem? And then all the things in between. I'm not bad. I'm pretty good at it. I need some work. Mm-hmm. And just be honest. Take a little bit of time and say, where am I? Honestly, for myself. And this is for them. Nobody else has to see it. And then we're going to reevaluate ourselves after a summer of learning these character traits and putting them into our lives, really living them out as we learn about them.
Right.
And I think we're going to see improvement. So the last 10 minutes is when we're going to take the time to go through all the qualities by just going through the definitions quickly and let them make an honest evaluation of themselves.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And that'll be good. And I think that'll wind up the first lesson.
Right, okay.
And, you know, obviously that's the last thing we do before
we
finish, and obviously, and then we'll pray and we'll be done. But I was just looking here at this summary. The summaries are going to be important. Now, I don't know how each one is broken down, but the summary is really important because it's always the last thing you leave them with, besides this evaluation of the first one.
Right.
The application, the summary, the conclusion of each lesson, believe it or not, is the last. Well, it's the last thing they hear, and we really need to bring it home. It's the same way when you spend an hour and a half talking to somebody about Jesus Christ and how to be saved. What do you spend the last 5 minutes doing? Drawing the net.
Right.
And that's where all that is brought to a point where that's what they're going to be thinking about.
When you
this whole thing is brought to a close, and in the summary on integrity, it says character is like the foundation of a house. We're going to be building all these lessons on top of the fact that we want personal integrity. We want people to look at us and see that there's virtue and character in our lives. And most of it is below the surface, even on the foundation. So really, what's inside is going to come out. It's what we're building our Christian lives on. It's what's in our heart, personal integrity before God. So I'm just trying to say, as we do the summaries of each lesson, we really need to draw the net closed on that lesson and send them away with a load of fish. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That they can go home and clean themselves. But, you know, let's bring the whole lesson to a close and give them something to think about. I really would like to see people wherever I'm teaching, I want to see a real look of not concern or that, wow, I got a lot to think about.
Right, yeah.
This has really been something that I needed. Mm-hmm. I didn't know all about integrity. I didn't know all about holiness. And, you know, they'll get that because we don't know all about holiness. We're finding it out, and now we're communicating it to them.
Amen.
So, anyway, the world needs to see character in the Christian. And because it points them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, just make sure we do personal study. We're prepared. We take charge of the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We prompt questions, but the right kind of questions.
Right.
And I think people are going to get a lot out of this.
Yeah.
So, we need to remember that
subject headings.
Right, the subject headings, and that we're going to have more than they have in their book.
Right, yes.
So that needs to be communicated to them, not in bump, 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 monotone.
Right.
It needs to be communicated in glancing at our page, but
sure.
Principles. We've already looked at this.
Yeah.
We may even want to highlight something in our own book, a couple words, and that'll give us the whole thought, you know.
Sure.
So,
all right.
Right?
Okay.
All right, sounds good.